This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 1st of July, that is Wednesday. Well, Indian market snapped 2 days of losing streak and the street picked up momentum in the second half of the trading session, which took the Sensex beyond 35,000, while Nifty 50 also reclaimed 10,400 levels to close at a one-week high. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex rose 498 points at 35,414, while the Nifty 50 climbed 127 points to close at 10,430. Now, positive global cues, higher GST collections, and strong macro data lifted sentiment. In fact, the gross GST revenue collected in the month of June stood at 90,917. The collections for the April to June quarter was at 59% of the revenue in the same period last year. That's what Finance Ministry said. The Nikkei Manufacturing PMI compiled by IHS Market increased to 47.2 last month from 30.8 in May. It was still below the 50 mark, separating growth from the contraction. Now, the Nikkei PMI survey indicated that although activity contracted in June, it was a much slower pace as compared to the month of May. Now, this gives rise to hope that the economy may be emerging out of its worst period in the recent times. Now, sectorally, the rally was led by gains in financials, energy, public sector, FMCG, and metal stocks, while profit taking was visible in capital goods, power, healthcare, realty, and consumer durables. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 0.18%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.39%, underperforming the benchmark indices. Top Nifty gainers include names like HDFC, UPL, Bajaj Finserv, and Axis Bank, while in terms of losers, Cipla, Nestle India, NTPC, and M&M were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the S&P BSE Finance Index, which rose 2.7%, followed by the BankEx, which was up 2.6%, and the Energy Index was up by 1.7%. Now, selling pressure was visible in the Capital Goods Index that fell 1.1%, followed by the Power Index that was down 1.18%, and the Healthcare Index fell by 0.58%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Chola Finance, Axis Bank, Muthoot Finance, and Century Textiles. Long buildup was seen in stocks like M&M Finance, Bank of Baroda, and Canara Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Glenmark Pharma, Just Dial, and L&T. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Navin Fluorine, Escorts, IOL Chemicals, and Gujarat Gas. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Glenmark Pharma stock price shed over 3% after Glenmark Pharmaceuticals USA was charged for conspiring to fix prices for generic drugs, the U.S. Justice Department said in a statement. That is according to a Reuters report. Now, Gayatri Project share price was down by 5% after the company reported net loss of 80.99 crores in the March quarter. Now, Vodafone Idea stock price shed over 4% after the company reported consolidated loss at 11,643 crores in the March quarter versus a loss of 6,438 crores in the December 2019 quarter. Now, Chambal Fertilizers and Chemicals stock price was up by 4% after CRISIL reaffirmed the rating of CRISIL A1 Plus to the commercial paper program of the company. Suzlon Energy stock price jumped 5% after the company completed debt restructuring with unanimous approval of secured lenders. Maruti Suzuki ends near days low as June sales were below estimate. Hero MotoCorp failed to hold on to the gains seen after June sales. Stock closed at 1% higher. Except Kotak Mahindra Bank, all the Nifty Bank constituents closed in the green. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. It is now back above 5 days exponential moving average. Now, the index managed to hold above previous day's close of 10,300, which is definitely a positive sign, and it witnessed sustained buying interest throughout the day towards 10,450. Now, the Nifty has been moving in a rising channel on the daily scale, which is definitely a positive sign. Now, it has continuous, what experts say is that the Nifty has to continue to hold above 10,333 zone to witness an up move towards recent high of 10,555, then even higher zone while on the downside. Immediate support is seen at 10,300 and 10,250 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.